I want us to read from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, commencing at verse 7. And it says, "So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. During the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. As has just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt, and with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert, and to whom God swore that they would never enter his rest? If not to those who disobeyed, so we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief." You know, we're coming into this period at Christmas time, and I'm sure all the mums and dads and grands and nanas and grandas will realise it's one of the busiest times of the year, isn't it? And the problem is, rest doesn't come easy at this time. And naturally, we associate rest with sleeping, and when we're tired, we think of sleep and rest. And it is only after rest that we are refreshed, and then we can commence doing and going about our daily lives. You know, especially with little ones, rest doesn't come that easy, does it? But what about the rest that God has talked about in Hebrews 3? Well, this rest, God's rest, is a lot deeper and a lot profound, more than anything that we can know. It supersedes the rest that we talk about today when we are tired or worn out from our daily labours. So what does God's rest mean, or what does it signify to us this morning? And what is the real meaning of God's rest towards us? Well, the dictionary relates to rest as being several different things. It's quietness, calmness, tranquility, peacefulness, serenity, and stability. But you never thought rest could come under that many headings, could you? But all these things sound and are all nice, but what you have to think about is the hindrances of us falling short of God's word. The people in Hebrews chapter 3 fell short. It tells us they fell short of God's rest. Firstly, it causes lack of faith in God's word. In other words, we start rejecting, or we start having unbelief in God. Secondly, it causes us to have a lack of knowledge of God's word, where we do not read it, or we don't meditate about it, on what God is saying to us through his word. It's the beginning of the hardening of the heart towards God through sin. We heard about it, the people hardened their hearts towards God because they weren't doing the things that were right. But this rest from God above, all builds us up in our walk with him. Everything that God gives us, all this rest that God gives us, is for our walk with him. It enables us to stop depending on our own wisdom that moves us in events that happen in our lives. But what it does do is it makes us realise that we must rely wholly on the Lord. No one else, nothing else, wholly on the Lord. Also, it learns us to give God the glory in everything that we do, because without him, we can do nothing, and we are nothing. It also helps us to stop worrying. So this week, we can stop worrying about the presents. We can stop worrying about the food. Rely on God. He learns us to relax and put our minds at peace. Peace in God. Realizing that it's a peaceful, calm knowledge that God is in control of our lives. Today we serve a true and a living God who has promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. A God who says, no good thing will he deny those who walk upright. So if we keep on trusting and having our faith in God, our God will deny us nothing. You know, this rest is also there for us to accept the grace given to us to enable us to live the Christian life and principles through faith. Also, we have to remember that it is not our righteousness, nothing that we've done, but what Christ has done for us on that cross at Calvary. Also, it's when we believe God's word through faith, then we will be able to enter into God's rest. Because it's only then when we will cease from our struggles in this world today. You know, some of us struggle in allowing the Holy Spirit to enter our lives. But it's only when we are at rest with God, it is then when we can allow the Holy Spirit to enter and to react into our lives. It is then when the Spirit moves and causes us to believe through faith. So the Word of God is saying to us this morning that we have to rest. We need to relax and let God take control of our lives. You know, without the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can't be living a Christian life. Because it's the Spirit that gives us the wisdom to understand the Word of God. So what is the spiritual significance of God's rest? Well, Hebrews 4:1-3 says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, so I declared an oath of my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. We have to be wary of where we get this rest from. The rest talked about here in chapter 4 is a deep and a profound rest. It sums up our existence on the earth today. And how can we live in peace and have this rest from God? So today, it doesn't matter whether we are rich or poor, it is a peaceful existence that enhances and enriches our lives. Not money or power. The only the thing that we can need is God's rest today. And even after our lives are over, we can take in the promise of God, which tells us that this rest, this peace, will continue in heaven with him. The scriptures also remind us that it's all about obedience towards God. You know, those who heard God's word in the wilderness, they perished because of their unbelief. All the things that they seen, all the things that God had done for them, they perished because of their unbelief. They didn't believe what God had for them. They didn't have the faith. They rejected the word of God through unbelief and the lack of faith in themselves. So they were destroyed in the wilderness and could never enter into that rest which God had provided for them in that promised land. And many still are perishing today because they will not accept God's word that they can have rest in Him. A word that will save, a word that can heal, a word that can offer eternal life. So does God's rest have some significance in our lives today? And do we really understand what God's rest means to us today? It's the rest not just from hard work. It is that profound peace that the Lord God gives to those who love and obey Him. Regardless of what their circumstances are. Also, it's a peace that does not affect whether we are rich or poor, as I said before, intelligent or unintelligent, coloured or white, because none of this matters with God, because God's peace is for all. It's a rest that heals and makes you whole, and a rest that calms you when you have fears, and it gives you a sense of stability to face the future as well. A future with confidence, regardless of what is happening around you. God can give you that rest today. It's a kind of peace that no matter what trials or even, should we say, joyful times we might have, we are trusting in God. Isaiah 26 verses 3 and 4 says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." So today, if we are trusting in the Lord, we can be at rest. Also, we can be renewed in our lives because God says to us, "My grace is sufficient for you today." It is then when we can say, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength." And there will be times when we will be amazed how God gives us grace to enable us to do what seems impossible in our lives as well. It's a lifestyle that enables the believers to alter their way of life, because the things work for the good of those who love God. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." He can give us all that we need today. So it is when we trust in the Lord, it is then when we have peace, knowing that God is in control. It is when we find ourselves in the state of rest and tranquility that we can find the words, knowing that no weapon formed against us can prosper, because he that is in us is greater than the evil one. So today, I encourage you to seek the lifestyle that allows you to find the rest and peace which will enable you to love and obey God as you strive materially here on earth. Yes, we may go through trials and tribulations here, but we may see what God has got for us, that everything that he says will be profitable for us. The scriptures say, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" But today, there are many today who would say, "What shall a man or woman gain in exchange for their soul?" They'd rather give up their souls than have peace with God. So while we still have time, seek this rest which God has promised, because without it in your life, you cannot achieve anything. We need God in our lives today. You know, St. Augustine, one of the former founders of the church in England, said, "God has made us unto himself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in God." Only God can give us this rest today. It is then, when we truly find God, will we have this rest, and not until then. You know, we are going through a busy period, as I said. And God says, "Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you." So this Christmas period, let us rest. Most of all, let us rest in the peace of God. You know, like I say, mums and dads, this is probably the hardest part of the year. But think of it, God's peace will give you rest in heaven. Amen.